Good morning, everybody. You notice there was no first reading psalm or second reading. I don't want you to think that I'm breaking any rules. It says right in the lectionary that in order to place more emphasis on the passion, and when pastoral needs deem it a good idea, you can omit those readings. And it really does place the emphasis on what we have just prayed with, which is to say, the Paschal mystery, the passion of Jesus. There's a painting that hangs in the walls, on the walls at St. Meinrad, a copy of a painting that was first made in 1564 by a man named Pietro Bugel. And it is called The Procession to Calvary. It's a beautiful painting. It has a lot of people in it. You would have a hard time counting them all. If you look real hard, you can see what they're doing. Looks like there's a couple people over here at the tavern. There's a couple people over there. Looks like one of them is getting on a horse. The other one is buying a hat. All these different things happening all over the place. And if you look real hard, you can find a man carrying a cross to his crucifixion. That man is Jesus. It's very interesting because here is the moment, this event that is taking place that saves the world and opens up the opportunity for salvation for all of us, but everybody was too busy to notice. Too busy at the tavern. Too busy selling the horse. Too busy buying the hat, too busy with daily life, to notice that right in front of their very eyes, if they only would look, there is Jesus saving the whole bloody world. And I guess I share that with us because this week has to be different than the rest of the weeks of the year. This week that we are entering now is the holiest week of the whole year. I hope we're not too busy to notice what is happening. I hope we're not too busy to really enter into the Paschal mystery of Jesus. Too busy with our daily lives. It's interesting because when I went to the Holy Land and prayed with the group that I was with, the different stations of the cross where actually it is believed that, like, right here is where Simon of Cyrene was called to help Jesus. Right here is where Veronica wiped his face. Right here is where he fell for the second time. Right here is where he met the women of Jerusalem. Like, literally where we believe all this stuff happened. And it's in the middle of a marketplace. And I have a feeling that it wasn't that different back then. That all this hustle and bustle was happening. But nobody noticed, nobody cared. This week, friends, we must notice, we must care. Pope Francis talks about the gift of tears and how we should pray for them. Because when we cry, it's a sign of our love and the care that we have. We should pray for those tears this week. I wonder if everybody really entered into this week, we couldn't help but cry because of how impactful that the events that we will celebrate this week really are. But I wonder if we all cried, if we all entered into it that much, how stronger we would all be as a church, as a family, as individuals. So we ask the Lord to help us this week to care. Maybe it will mean readjusting our work schedules so that we can come to take part in the Good Friday afternoon service, which takes place at 3 o'clock. Why 3 o'clock? Because it's at 3 o'clock that the Lord died on a Friday, on that first Good Friday. And so maybe it means readjusting our work schedules in order that we could be here. Maybe it means that the kids go to bed a little bit later on Thursday night, so that we can come to the 7 o'clock Mass of the Lord's Supper, where we celebrate the institution of the Eucharist, the institution of the priesthood and the mandatum to love. We get the word Maundy Thursday, by the way, from that word mandatum, which is what Jesus, when he commands the disciples to love as he loved, which was by washing the feet. So if you ever hear Maundy Thursday, that's where we get that from. But maybe it means, maybe really entering into this week means that we get over ourselves and finally make a good confession. I'll be hearing confessions on Friday, Good Friday, after the service, about 4 o'clock until 10 o'clock. I'll just be right in there. Feel free to come at any time in that window and make a confession. I would say, especially if it's been longer than a year, you really need to. Okay? And so as your pastor, I just feel like I need to tell you that. This is a beautiful week. And if we really enter into it, it will change us in profound ways. And so let us ask the good Lord that we won't be too busy to notice and to care this week. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.